2 years ago, Leah Gustafson opened the door to her neighbor from across the street. What the Superior woman didn't know is that Jason Borelli was a repeat violent offender. Borelli used Gustafson's own souvenir samurai sword to end her life. The brutal killing prompted friends, family, and legislators to take action. From their efforts, Leah's Law was born. Co-sponsor State Representative Frank Boyle says the proposed law helps keep communities safe.
In this instance, particularly as law, reverts to the habitual violent offender. The registry would include the seriousness of the offenses. I do think that the community has a right to be notified. Simply, community notification is intervention and could potentially stop a repeat violent offender from offending again.
Boyle says now is the time to set the wheels in motion.
We're rapidly coming to an end of this legislative session. Quickest way would be for it to be expedited through the Assembly. If we can pass it on and message it over to the Senate, then they are almost forced to bring it up on the Senate floor. That's where we'll need advocacy from the Democrats on that side of the aisle.
The hearing is tentatively set for January 30th before the Assembly Committee on Criminal Justice. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.